When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Since the dawn of humanity, we've cast our eyes upon the twinkling cloak that envelops Earth and contemplated. Are we alone? Will any of these lights sparkling in the distance traverse across the galaxy, descend upon us, and hold us captive as they subject me to painful medical experimentation? Today I'll discuss the bizarre stories of several unfortunate souls who answer this question with a resounding yes. Let's dissect 10 stories of alien abductions.
You're listening to be amazed.
Whoa. Number 10, Amy Rylance. In the early 90s, Amy Rylance, a teenager from down under, claimed that something from up above had used a tractor beam to extract her from her house. Rylance and her friend Petra, who she said witnessed the abduction, stated that after she flew out the window, she was taken aboard a spacecraft, where DNA samples were taken from her. Though Rylance denied that the tests were in any way painful, she admitted that they had left marks all over her body. Most puzzling about the case was that she was found 800 kilometers away from her home, a mere 3 hours after she was snatched from her house. So did this really happen? Well, the physical evidence available is pretty underwhelming. The only marks of the spacecraft's supposed presence was a torn curtain and some scorched bushes, which Amy claims were burnt by the tractor beam. Of course, this raises the obvious question of, how did the tractor beam burn the bush, but not cook her? Number 9. Jesse Long. A supposed frequent flyer of some planet's Earthling Studies and Abductions Department, Jesse Long claims aliens have been abducting him since childhood. According to Long, he and his brother were playing in the woods when they saw a round structure that paralyzed them, before a tall, slender creature emerged. Apparently, the aliens have kept on returning for Long. On some notable occasions, he alleges they even took some of his sperm and used it to create human-alien hybrid babies. What stands out as confusing about this case is, why did they need to extract sperm from him multiple times? According to his account, the aliens used this seed to create a total of 9 kids. Yet a tablespoon of semen usually contains over 100,000 sperm, meaning that they extracted far more than they needed. Unless the extra extractions were meant to make Long enjoy his abductions. I have a hard time believing that ETs would spend light years in transit to continue gratuitously milking one man. Number 8. Antonio Villaboas. Hailing from what must have been the red light district of the galaxy, an ominous red star lit up the sky above Brazilian farmer Antonio Villaboas' house. Assuming that it must have been a fallen, floating traffic light for airplanes, Boas went out to investigate, but as he drew closer, the vermilion-hued object snatched him up. Once inside the craft, he was forced to fornicate with what he described as a red-haired alien, with whom he sired several kids. The most perplexing part of Boas' tale, however, was that after he returned from his extraterrestrial tryst, doctors on Earth diagnosed him with radiation poisoning. Aside from being the strangest STD of which I've ever heard, it's difficult to imagine a scenario in which a farmer would normally run into radioactive waste. Equally difficult to comprehend is what was the alien's game plan for that night? Did they plan on landing their craft in a field and simply mating with the first creature that came to investigate? The world may never know. Number 7. Travis Walton. On November 5th, 1975, Travis Walton was riding in a truck through Apache Sitgreaves National Forest with 6 co-workers when they saw a low-flying UFO hovering at a low altitude. Walton stopped the car and got out to investigate. As he approached the unknown craft, however, a powerful force overtook him and he blacked out, though his friends were frightened and drove away. When he woke up, he found himself in a Steven Seagal-styled brawl, exchanging punches and blows against a group of extraterrestrials. Walton stated he only stopped fighting after an unknown human wearing a black hat gassed him by putting a plastic mask over his face. The next thing he remembers is the UFO flying off into the night after dropping him along a lonely highway. Following his claim, he allegedly passed lie detector tests confirming the story, along with all but one of his co-workers. Still, skeptics are convinced this story is a hoax because of a number of discrepancies in the accounts of Walton and his workers. Even so, I don't understand how aliens seem to always understand how our system of borders works. It boggles my mind that people are always abducted and then left in a relatively convenient place, like a highway, in their own country. You'd think that at least once the aliens would mess up and a person would land in another country. Number 6. Colonel H.G. Shaw. Colonel H.G. Shaw skyrocketed to national prominence in 1896 with his account of a buggy ride gone bizarre. According to Colonel Shaw, while riding near Stockton, he came upon a downed metallic craft. Almost immediately, 3 7-foot-tall extraterrestrial creatures stepped out of the vehicle, making a warbling sound as they walked. Either the tractor beam had yet to be invented, or these spacemen had bought the budget bracket model of their spaceship company's product line, because Shaw reported that they tried to manually carry him into their craft. When they saw he was too heavy, they gave up and flew off in chagrin. Regardless of whether this is true or not, if your weight is interfering even with the ability of aliens to abduct you, you might want to hit the gym. Colonel Shaw, however, was not the only one around that year to report seeing a space vehicle. In what was coined the Great Airship Wave of 1896, over 1,500 sightings of UFOs were documented that year. However, subsequent investigations revealed most were either planets, hoaxes, or practical jokes. Some commentators at the time also believed Thomas Edison might have been behind experimenting with new beta-phase vehicles. Personally, I believe it's far more likely that lack of public familiarity with blimps and balloons was responsible for the influx of mistaken accounts.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Number 5. Barney and Betty Hill. Barney and Betty Hill were driving home one night after a road trip to the Niagara Falls when they saw a glowing orb skirting the face of the moon. At first, they assumed it was a shooting star, but quickly changed their minds when they saw it was moving upwards. So they decided to give chase to the orb in their 1957 Chevy Bel Air. Eventually, the chasers became the chased as the object closed in on them. It hovered over their car and enveloped them in a beam that made them feel a tingling sensation. Hours later, they found themselves 35 miles away, driving down the highway without the faintest of an idea as to how they'd arrived there. Over the next several weeks, the couple began having vivid dreams of being abducted, and they developed strange, idiosyncratic phobias. Most confounding of all was a pink powder found on one of Betty's dresses that chemical analysis was never able to identify. Of course, this is far from conclusive of anything, given that forensic technology in the 50s was still in its infancy. The powder's inability to be identified probably spoke more to the failings of the instruments identifying it than to an otherworldly nature. As for their development of strange phobias, that could have been attributed to undetected spikes in their house's carbon monoxide levels. This odorless gas released by faulty stoves, grills, and other household appliances replaces oxygen in the air, which when inhaled can cause feelings of anxiety and fear at mid-range levels. Number 4. Peter Corey. For whatever reason, when aliens abduct people, they tend to leave nary a trace of forensic evidence, as if they were trying to shake Intergalactic Interpol off their trail. However, in the case of Peter Corey, it seems they got sloppy. In 1992, Corey made Australian headlines when he announced that two alien females, one appearing Scandinavian and the other Asian, materialized in his bedroom and forced him to have a menage a trois with them. Following his extremely close encounter of the threesome kind, Corey stated he could substantiate his claims with a blonde hair the Australian had found. Well, down under. Subsequent DNA tests revealed the hair came from someone with a very rare form of Chinese DNA, indicating that while the sex he had may have been out of his marriage, it certainly wasn't out of this world. Number 3. Frederick Valentich. Frederick Valentich was a flight student with ambitions of becoming a commercial pilot. But before he could take to the skies took him. While on a training flight in October of 1978, Valentich radioed into Melbourne Air Traffic Control, asking about a craft that was approaching him from the east at 4,500 feet. ATC responded that there were no registered flights occupying that space, and that no vehicles were appearing on their radar screens. The craft continued to orbit above Valentich, and he reported that he felt it was toying with him. Moments later, he gave his final transmission, in which he said he was experiencing engine troubles. When asked on what type of machine the aircraft above him was, he simply responded, "It's not an aircraft," before sounds of metal crashing overtook his words. There are many explanations as to what may have happened to Valentich. One scenario is that he faked his disappearance. According to air traffic control records, his airplane never showed up on radar at the location where he claimed to be, and witnesses in a nearby town reported an unauthorized landing at around the time of his distress call. Why would he fake his death at the hands of, or tractor beam, of a UFO? Despite the case's superficial appearance as a preemptive attempt to ruin human-alien relations, the answer is probably much simpler. After having failed all five components of his commercial aviation test multiple times, he might have needed a way to falsely reincarnate and try again. Number 2. Carol and Helen Thomas. A British mother and daughter named Carol and Helen Thomas saw a blinding light emanating from the alleys through which they walked on their way to work. Accompanying the light was a humming sound, but never once to fear a soundtrack, they marched on. Suddenly, they felt nauseous and woke up disoriented and confused. Despite the walkway being completely dry, Helen's jacket was soaked in an unknown liquid. Even stranger, when they arrived to work, they were duly notified that they were hours late, despite neither one having a recollection of what had transpired over the period of unaccounted time. For months after, the pair experienced unexplained pains and blisters, as well as feelings of fear and anxiety. Under hypnosis, both gave a nearly identical account of being examined by white creatures with wet skin. Though recalling similar events under hypnosis might indicate to some a shared experience, I'd venture that it speaks more to the possibility that the hypnotist suggested the same narrative to both. In their altered state, this induced a false memory in the women that showed them being abducted by aliens rather than being tricked by hypnotizing snake oil salesmen. Number 1. Betty Andreasen Lucas. While sitting in her Massachusetts home, Betty Lucas felt an indescribable force wash over her and her family. As her loved ones watched in a paralyzed horror, she was pulled from her window and taken aboard a spacecraft. There, Betty had an unknown object inserted into her cranium and was told that eventually she would receive a planetary revelation. She described the feeling throughout the ordeal as peaceful, despite the high foreign object to nose ratio. Another note Betty made about her abductors was that they wore boots and appeared to float. It made me wonder, why would they need to protect their feet if they don't touch the ground? Strange inconsistencies in her descriptions, however, are not the only red flags in her story. In 2007, her son revealed that at the time when she came forward with her account, she had been suffering from intense psychological distress resulting from the recent deaths of her two sons. He also issued a scathing indictment against her claims, calling them hoaxes intended to steal money from the UFO community. Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll see you again next time you want to be amazed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.